The men's NCAA basketball tournament's Final Four is set. Maryland, Duke, and Arizona will join defending champion Michigan State this Saturday in Minneapolis. Each won regional titles over the weekend. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
No big surprises in this group. The lowest seed to survive was Maryland, number three in the West.
Yeah, in keeping with the Academy Awards theme this morning, let's give out awards. And Maryland gets the award for best performance by a team left for dead 5 weeks ago when they lost on February 14th at home to Florida State, the last place team in the ACC. Everybody thought that they wouldn't even make the NCAA tournament, perhaps, for the first time in 8 years. But Gary Williams, the very intense coach of Maryland, decided to back off, loosen the reins on his team. They've won 10 of 11 since then, and they dominated top-seeded Stanford, which was the number one team most of the year, on Saturday to get to the school's first Final Four ever.
You're always looking for the emotional story. I guess that belongs to Arizona.
No question. Best performance in dealing with genuine tragedy goes to Arizona because Lute Olson's wife, Bobby, died very early in the year after a long battle with cancer. And she had almost been Lute Olson's co-coach during all his years at Arizona. And her death hit the team very hard. They struggled. He left the team for a while. Then he came back, and they started to pick their play up in mid-February, and they get to Lute Olson's fifth Final Four, and they're honoring, as you might expect, Bobby Olson's memory as they go through the tournament.
Michigan State, three straight trips now for the Spartans.
Best performance by a defending champion that lost three starters off their team. Really remarkable for Tom Izzo, the coach, and for the players who returned, led by Charlie Bell, to make it back to the Final Four, as you say, for the third straight year, after losing Mateen Cleaves and Morris Peterson off the team that won the national championship in such dominating fashion last year. They're not as dominant this year, but they play great defense.
And Duke's coach, Mike Krzyzewski, no stranger to the Final Four.
You probably guessed this one, Lifetime Achievement Award. Ninth Final Four for Mike Krzyzewski, as you say. And this is a Duke team that, again, they lost their starting center, Carlos Boozer, 8 games ago. A lot of people, myself included, wrote them off completely, and all they've done is win every game since then. And now they will play Maryland for a fourth time this season in the semifinals on Saturday night.
It's quite a collection of coaches here.
Well, it really is. As you go through, you realize Krzyzewski's obviously a Hall of Famer, and it looks like Izzo will be a Hall of Famer. Lute Olson is certainly going to be a Hall of Famer. Three of the four coaches, Krzyzewski, Izzo, and Olson, have all won national championships. And Gary Williams is one of the great characters in college basketball who had thought he would never get to a Final Four at certain times in his career. And this is a huge breakthrough for him at the age of 56 to finally have Maryland be in the Final Four.
Maryland will play Duke for, I guess, the third time this year?
Fourth time this year. And then Arizona and Michigan State will meet in the first game. And Maryland and Duke have played three classics this year, including the first game time they played when Maryland had a 10-point lead with 1 minute to play, lost the game. And in a way, that turned their season around because after they hit their slump then, that's when Gary Williams backed off and they became the team that is now in the Final Four.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.